Into the always topical subject of animals. Pet owners know when their puppy is happy, sad or tired. But now proposed legislation in the ACT is recognising animals as sentient beings under the law. It means big legal changes and big fines for people who don't really make sure their pet is having a happy life. Does it also have ramifications though for animal welfare across Australia? The Wire's Kale Matthews has more.
Descartes once said, "I think, therefore I am," proving to himself that he existed as a thinking and feeling sentient being. The ACT has now proposed a law that is recognising animals as thinkers too. The bill would be the first in Australia to recognise that animals are indeed complex beings with the ability to feel and perceive the world. It will prevent people from confining their animals without exercise, an offence that could result in a $4,000 fine, have harsher penalties for animal cruelty, up to $32,000 or 2 years in prison, and will allow people to break into cars to save distressed pets. What does the general public think about their car getting smashed to save their pet?
I'd honestly just be fine with it. People refer to like their dogs and cats as their fur children, so why is that any different than rescuing an actual child?
No, I'd probably be okay with it, considering I actually love my dogs and I love dogs, so I'd probably do the same if I saw something in that situation.
If you're going to abuse an animal, then you shouldn't have one.
In a time where animal welfare in Australian farms is a hot topic, I ask whether more can be done to ensure the safety of livestock.
It would be nice if they actually did secure all their animals so they actually didn't get injured while they got moved.
I'm pretty sure everyone's just been driving down a highway at some point and you've seen a massive truck just packed full of sheep or pigs, and you always put your window up because it smells and you think how awkward and horrible it is for us in those 20 seconds. They're spending like 20 hours or something ridiculous crammed into those conditions.
But recognising a sentient dog in Canberra does little to affect cows in Queensland. I spoke to Dr. Jed Goodfellow, Senior Policy Officer for the RSPCA Australia, about what the law actually means and whether the proposed bill is a stepping stone to national reform.
At the moment, the law really just sees animals as being, you know, property. They're just inanimate objects. So by expressly recognising them as sentient, it's going to really guide the way the legislation is interpreted.
Where do we draw the line between which animals are being recognised as sentient? So what's the difference between a sentient dog or a sentient cow?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, we draw our knowledge about animal sentience from animal welfare science. There's a lot of science behind this to look at the way animals experience what is done to them and the conditions in which they live. So the vast majority of animals are indeed sentient, and science proves that, and particularly those animals with vertebrae, and even some invertebrate animals are also sentient as well. So some crustaceans and also octopi, for instance. So they don't have a vertebrae, yet the scientific evidence shows that they are actually quite intelligent animals and certainly do have the ability to experience pain and suffering. So the science tells us which animals are sentient, and then the bill will make a broad recognition that animals are sentient, and then the bill then goes on to define what an animal is.
There's a recent report that's come out from the Federal Department of Agriculture and Water Resources, and it shows that 9 out of 10 Australians are concerned about animal welfare in Australian farms. Do you think this bill is a stepping stone towards national reform for broader scale animal welfare, particularly in Australian farms?
Look, I think the bill is certainly a step in the right direction. It's certainly bringing the ACT's laws into line with scientific evidence about animal sentience and animal welfare, but also, really importantly, community expectations around animals and the proper care and treatment of animals. So if it is a marker for further reforms nationally, I think that's a really good sign, because we do see internationally reforms and amendments of this nature. So many developed nations around the world do recognise that animals are sentient in their animal welfare laws. And look, it doesn't lead to fundamental major change in the way human beings can interact with and use animals, but it nevertheless is an important recognition from an educational symbolic sense, and we're hoping that it is going to place in the minds of the decision makers when they're interpreting the legislation a recognition as well that we're talking about, you know, living, breathing, feeling animals that are capable of experiencing cruelty, and also they're capable of experiencing positive states of welfare as well.
Beyond sentience, what do you think is the biggest issue that needs addressing in regards to animal welfare in Australia?
certainly the report that you mentioned, Australia's shifting mindset on farm animal welfare, really does indicate that the community is very concerned about things like the live animal export trade, about things like intensive confinement systems, like keeping egg-laying hens in battery cages, for instance, where they don't even have enough room to extend their wings for their entire lives. And we do need to see a phase out of those systems of production that really cause animals a great deal of suffering throughout their lives. That's got no place in 21st century Australia, and I think that report from the federal government really shows that. And we've got to get ahead of the curve, and we've got to start moving in the right direction and treating farm animals with the respect that they deserve.
Dr. Jed Goodfellow, Senior Policy Officer with RSPCA Australia, speaking with The Wire's Kayle Matthews.